This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're listening to Brain Jam, where comedy meets learning. Get ready to be immersed.
What's up, all you goofy goobers? How's it going? I'm Gavin. This is my boy Ashton. Hi, Ashton.
Hi. What's going on, you listening people? And then the music's coming back. Here we go.
Whoa, it's coming back. Wait, oh, it's gonna take us over.
Welcome, everyone, to the podcast of riddles, mysteries, and conundrums. This is Brain Jam, where we discuss anything at all that piques our interest on topics and subjects that will make you think. At the start of every episode, there's a gimmick. Me and my co-host have our own secret agenda, meaning we try to make each other say or react to a particular thing related to our own agenda. Each time one of us says something related or directly correlated to whatever our agenda is, then that co-host, or, well, us, me, the brains, tallies down that point. Whoever is not the brains can also guess as to what the agenda can be. And if they guess right, well, I have to tell them. Or her. Then at the end of every episode, we'll calculate all of the points me and my head friend have made, or just me, and discuss if they're actually legitimate or earned through means of tomfoolery. Finally, we'll tally every point made at the end of a season, which is a length of some amount of episodes, and then whoever wins the season.
Right?
Five
episodes? Five is season?
That's an odd number. So it'll be unfair to one of us.
Six. We said six.
Six or eight. Yeah, however long. I forgot to say, six works. This is the sound whenever we or they say an agenda. Whenever he says an agenda, you will hear this. Because I didn't say his agenda last time, it never got brought up of what that would sound like. But that's your cue.
You might have, and I just didn't hear it at all because I was too into the topic.
It's too late.
But it's fine.
It's already the second episode.
It's fine. So I'm starting off strong. We'll see how this one goes for him.
It's gonna go great. I don't have no idea.
I forget about that. I can try to guess.
Yeah, I forgot about that too. I don't think we included that in the original script, but it's whatever. No, that's how we make it. No.
No, we did. I remember saying it.
Did we?
The co-host can also make guesses as to what the agenda is.
Oh, it is in there. Yeah, it is. Yep. I just never thought of it either. Wow. Crazy.
Anyway, this is not important. What is important is that you guys are here listening and we appreciate it. So thank you very much.
I appreciate
you're entertained.
Oh, that's a given. I'm so funny.
Do we want to do small talk or do we want to do fact, word, question first?
Let's do that first. Let's get the meat out the way.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
All right. What did you cook up for us?
The word of the day. It's a very interesting one. You ready?
Yeah.
Septuagenarian. Can you take a wild guess as to what that means?
A septuagenarian. Well, you got sept, which is seven. Mm-hmm. You got Jew, which is Jew. And then you got Anarion, which obviously means it's a dinosaur. It relates to the Cretaceous period. So combining all that together, it's a seven-legged
dinosaur. seven-legged Jewish dinosaur. You were close, actually. It's actually somebody of the age of 70 or between 70 and 80.
What?
They're pretty much dinosaurs, you know?
They're basically dinosaurs at that point. I mean, with all those legs, come on.
Yeah.
If you show a guy a picture of a dinosaur and a stick whatever you just said.
Once you hit 70, you just grow like five more legs.
And for some reason, you grow a long beard and a necklace.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
I would know I'm Jewish.
Interesting fact. It's a short one, but I didn't know this. Did you know?
Cool. What?
Lemons can float in water, but limes sink?
I mean, that makes sense. Because no one's ever says when limes give you lemons. I mean, when life gives you limes.
When life gives you limes.
Yeah.
Actually prefer limes over lemons. I like lemon, or I like limes more, but...
I agree, I think. If I was given a lemon versus a lime quiche pie or whatever, I'd go for the lime.
It's yeah, I prefer lime flavor too over lemon.
Yeah. We're just a bear like that.
Yeah.
And so is our listeners that obviously agree with us, right? Yeah. Yeah, you agree.
Are you team lime or are you team lemon? Do you take whatever life gives you or do you go against the curve? Well,
yeah. Right. Do you go against it like us?
And question of the day.
Yeah. What's up?
If you could be any character from any sort of media, which is like video game, TV show, movie, whatever, who would you be and why?
Like a sentient object?
Just a character, if they are a character.
So if like some guy in a TV show named a couch Phil, could I be the couch?
That's not really a character. That's more
right, but the character named like that thing. So it's kind of like a character.
Steve's couch from Blue's Clues.
I could be sofa? Steve's couch. Hey, Steve's sofa. I'm a sofa. But that's it. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like, would there be any repercussions, or would I just turn into that like right now?
I don't want to pick someone from like a survival game or something, or like.
No, yeah. Like, if you pick
a horror show or
Jin-Woo, you're going to be screwed in the third season, so.
Yep. That's not even
I mean, yet. What? Oh, right. Yeah, I haven't seen the second season. My bad.
Wait, that comes out this month. I totally forgot about that.
I saw the trailer. Two. Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm excited.
Who would I be? He's a fun character.
I'll say Patrick, because he never dies.
Patrick?
He has a type of intelligence he only shows to a special few, you know?
I want
to
be a character from Phineas and Ferb that's friends with them, so I can, like,
what's his name?
Their inventions and stuff. Buis. You talking, oh, man, I just forgot his name.
Buford.
Yeah.
Buis. Yeah, no, Buford. That'd be funny.
Someone like Buford, yeah. I want to test all Phineas and Ferb's machines. I think that'd be fun.
Does anyone ever die in that show? I haven't really watched that.
Actually, I was watching, I was on Instagram, and Dan Povenmire, he voices Doofenshmirtz, but he's also one of the writers of the show. They've been teasing, because it comes out, that comes out this month too, is the new season of Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, it does? Anyway,
they were talking about, I've been seeing a bunch of promotions for it. And in one of them, Dan Povenmire just says, we might kill off somebody in this season. They haven't killed off anybody, and I doubt they ever will. But
now that's going to make me go watch the new season, even though I haven't seen the past seasons.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, watch
I'm excited. It's going to be good.
But, yeah.
But anyway.
Life. Someone has a car. Look at you.
I got my car back. I think I mentioned it last episode, but my car has been in the shop for a few months.
Yeah.
I finally got it back.
Finally.
Finally.
What day was it this week?
I got it on... Well, it was last week. I probably shouldn't date the episode.
They're none the wiser. They won't know.
What day was it? I could look at the text. It was like Thursday or Friday that I got it back.
Okay.
And today is another day.
Texted you. Yeah, it's another day.
I got a text saying my car's ready to pick up, and I dropped to my knees and I cried a little. It was
before you were just on your knees begging, but now sweet tears.
I was praying for my car, but now I'm like, it's a miracle.
Yeah, no, I think you're
kind of underselling it. It's a Pride Month miracle.
For what it was wrong with it, it took too long to be in the shop because it went to one place and then another.
I would have saved so much time if I just took it to a Hyundai dealership. Very first thing, I should have taken it to a Hyundai dealership first because I took it to a Chevrolet dealership hoping that they would be able to fix it, but they didn't have any of the tools needed to like inspect a Hyundai car, so they had it towed to a Hyundai dealership. I could have skipped a whole month.
That is kind of funny. That's I feel like it's a you thing there.
I'm not going to a dealership next time though because it's so expensive.
Yeah, you spent
so expensive
a lot of money on it.
Yes, I sure did. I spent like $3,000 on my stupid car. And I still have to spend more on it because I got to replace the tires, but that's okay.
Oh.
It drives, so that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Hopefully it's not too expensive.
What?
Is this boring?
The tires? Are you?
Is this, all right. Is this car talk boring to you?
To me? I mean, it's
not
just a
to
car.
The audience.
No,
I'm sure you're interested.
I'm part of the audience. I'm starting to.
Anything happened in the last week for you?
Yeah, a lot. My little sister's birthday.
Tell me about it.
I bought her Poppy Playtime. We played that a little bit. It was fun.
I saw you were playing it the other day. That
yeah.
Was funny.
Oh, in the group chat.
Or something? On Discord. Yeah, I saw.
On Discord. Yeah. You know what's funny? Kai edited my picture. And I was like right next to him. What's his name? Gojo. And then Caitlin, her picture has Conquest. He's in the back like, get ready for my arrival, worm. Or something like that.
And then he put me with Ty Lee from Avatar.
He showed me. He screenshotted that. He showed me. he's a little freaky. But anyway.
A little bit.
Yeah, I went to the zoo also for my sister's birthday. A lot has happened. My mind is blank. Work has been so fun, man. I love work. I promise you I'm not sarcastic. Like, work has just been on top. Like, today work,
yeah.
Man. Someone called out, and honestly, I didn't really care. Because, well, first of all, I kind of expected it. And second of all, I was just there, you know? It's going to happen. He can't do anything about it, so you just let it happen. And then Savior, an angel came in, a German angel. My coworker came in. She helped a lot. But the day yesterday, actually, the center closed down because there was a power outage, a scheduled one by, I'm not going to say the company. But anyway, that company was supposed to tell us, or at least management, and they didn't. And so they had to like inconvenience a lot of donors. And so that's why we were kind of busy today. So we had to send a lot of people at home that were walk-ins, had no appointments, but you know, that's okay.
Do you get very busy on Sundays?
Today we did. And when I'm on my own,
but usually,
kinda, yeah, it's kinda, kind of a gamble. Yeah. Yeah. But it's not bad.
We do where I work for like the first half of the day and then it starts dying down towards.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
End of the day.
They gotta get their church snacks, you know?
Yeah. No.
That's the craze, man. Church snacks.
Church is over by the time all the church people shop.
Kinda. Yeah. What else? I swear I've done stuff. Oh, you know what's funny? Well, you already know this, but after our last episode, we were playing Uno, and that hot gummy bear, I didn't read how hot it was. I obviously assumed it was hot, but I'm like, I'm kind of hungry. I'm just going to eat this whole gummy bear.
Bro, so I chewed casually... it. I'm sorry. I won't spoil it. I won't tell you that.
No. Tell him how
bro,
hot it
casually
was.
Consumed like 9 million Scoville units into his body.
And
that's
it was
kind of a lot.
It wasn't good. Like, I was...
he was,
you know,
dying for a good
I was
good
trying
while.
To, like, tough it out for 10 minutes. And then I was just bedridden, just writhing in pain. Because it's not like hot sauce where it just, like, leaks in your throat and mouth and lips and even nasal passage.
Uh-huh.
It just stayed in my stomach. It was like burning a hole. It's like a xenomorph.
That's the
just,
worst.
Just, like, was pouring
if
acid.
If I eat enough spicy food, that happens to me and where it just affects my stomach only.
Yeah.
And it's not a fun feeling.
It really isn't.
And it's not fun the next day either. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you told me about it.
We
like,
have that recording. That might be up on YouTube at some point.
Which one?
We recorded that Uno session.
Oh, so. The Uno session. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't
take me that long to edit.
Yeah. I might
any content.
You just
any content at this point.
You were so dry.
We were entertaining enough. I think. I think it'd be fun.
I don't know. I always sell myself short, so maybe I was. We'll see.
I think you were. Especially because you were just dying.
At the end there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yesterday, some spring cleaning throughout a lot of stuff. Next time you come over, you'll see the basements. It's really nice. Kind of. It's
It's always
better.
Just super clean when I come over, though. Well,
right, but the storage area itself.
Your bedroom's always super clean.
Thank you. I try.
But the area
Everything
around
else.
It is. Especially when you do like a shopping spree.
You just see like, true. Well, you just see like Jesus's room and like everything around it is just a lot of like dirty old socks, you know, some food
splatters
across the
floor. I
will say,
it's never clothes. It's always like books. Or it's been Spirit Halloween stuff.
I'm never buying a Spirit Halloween thing again. That part of my life is over.
I only bought one thing from Spirit Halloween, and it's sitting in my closet.
Yeah, I can imagine in my head. Skeleton's very, very lovely.
There's a skeleton in my closet, as my mom likes to say.
So funny. It's
all right.
Anyway,
anything else?
I mean, I did some cable management yesterday as well. Like, I organized my room more, which
I need to
is
organize
nice.
My room. my closet especially needs help.
Yeah, I could help you. I could be your fixer upper. I'll be Bob.
I don't know what's in there.
Okay, well, as long as there's nothing that'll attack me, I think I'll be okay.
Maybe there's a gun. It's not real. It's a BB gun. There's a gun
Great.
That looks like a real gun, but it's a BB gun. I have two BB guns in my closet.
And then there's a BB gun that is a real gun, but it looks like a BB gun.
It looks like a BB gun, but it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to choose carefully here.
It's for those pesky solicitors.
Well, that's enough of small talk. I think we've done our time here. Let's go into the topic. Oh, wait. Actually,
Which,
before we go into
I have
into
no
that,
idea what it is, so I'm blind
you don't.
On this one.
Yeah, I need to tell the audience their agenda, so I'm just gonna.
Oh yeah, let me deafen then.
Okay, so the word is smart. Anytime he says smart, that's the cue. That's the point. That's a click. Yeah, so pretty simple. Because, well, you'll see why in a second. All right, you can undeafen now. I'm just gonna text. There we go. You good?
I gave you a background soundtrack for for while you're telling them your agenda.
That's lovely. Oh, you know, I did a funny thing for when I was deafened. Anyway,
I'll hear it when we get that.
Do you have an idea what this topic could be? Do you have any idea?
Not a clue.
Well, good.
I did have an idea.
What?
I had a feeling you were gonna do something we've done before.
Really?
I might be wrong though.
You're wrong.
No, I feel like you'd pick a new topic. I feel like you'd pick a new topic.
That's an erroneous thought because today we're either doing quantum physics 101, the very basics, baby.
Oh boy, this is why I have my notebook out. I'm learning today, boys.
You're taking notes.
We're gonna learn together.
Study up, buddy, because it's about to get it real bumpy soon.
I hope you have a guideline of what you're gonna talk about.
I do. I got a little introduction. Let me just bring this baby out. All right.
Okay.
Physics is a fundamental, omnipresent science.
Hold on, can you slow
down? Investigates matter, both mammoth and minuscule. It also investigates motion from our solar system, flying through space at an average
physics
of 450,000 miles per hour.
Motion.
Okay. So, like, in European units, that's like 720 kilograms. I mean, kilometers per hour. 720.
You're ruining my
bit. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
And it also investigates energy. Thus, that the law of conservation states that energy is neither created nor destroyed. The study of physics gives us an understanding of how the universe behaves by exploring fundamental processes and mechanisms that governs all phenomena. So yeah, big and small, baby. We're going to all of it. Well, not really, but... Yeah,
so buckle far up. I have written down physics. Physics equals motion and matter, size, and energy.
I mean, it is that, but sure. That works. That's good enough.
So far, so good.
When you think physics, what do you think? What comes to your mind? Mind's eye.
An immovable object meets a... What is it? Immovable object meets an unstoppable force.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of physics. I think of Bill Nye sometimes.
Even though he's an engineer.
He did a few.
He's an honorary scientist. He counts.
He's got a little bit into physics.
No, he definitely has in his show. He's an honorary.
There was one where he would talk about like a bowling ball falling.
At the same speed of what? A feather falling?
No.
No, because those two things would have air resistance.
Because it has more density, so like it would fall faster, whereas a feather...
I don't know. That was a bad example because a feather would just like glide back side to side. But if you had like two more equivalent objects, like a small ball and a bowling ball, then it would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I did some research on this. I hope I'm right. But let me just preface this with saying I am not a physicist or have a degree in anything. I'm not even in college yet. I go to college this fall. So just take everything with a grain of salt, but you know, use that salt, use it on your sake, because it'll be nice to be like, hey, John,
did you know this, and this.
So yeah, there's core concepts in quantum physics, or just all physics in general. It includes classical mechanics from what Newtonian discovered, and I guess basically just made from his calculus work. And there's thermodynamics, statistical mechanics, relativity, electromagnetism like our Earth, quantum mechanics that is happening in our skin every day, and then the optics and acoustics of sound and sight, condensed matter physics, which is fun, and high-energy particle physics. So we're just trying to understand the universe a little better. We use this stuff to develop technologies. NASA has helped with that. And it's a foundation for all other sciences. So yeah, let's go into the famous double slit experiment.
Okay,
what do you think that is?
Double.
Chapter one,
I'll
baby.
Have you know,
or
I am taking notes.
Lesson one.
Like it's a college class right now.
I'm proud.
Wait, so I put proud. College. I put double spit. Hold on, one sec.
Double experiment.
What is it?
Double slit? Please double not talk to a girl.
No, no. Why would you bring that up? Stop.
Because that's what I imagine experiment would be.
When I think of spit, I don't think of hawk tour. I just think of gross. Yucky.
Dude, I hate working at Spirit Halloween last year because they were selling hawk tour merchandise.
I Why? Saw that. I was there.
you were there.
And I was
there.
We made a joke about burning down that little display or something.
Little did you know it was not a joke. I had a match in hand. And I was tempted.
Consider this my resignation. Doesn't even look at the fire as he's walking away.
I'm just that
he's
cool.
He's that cool, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Double slit Sorry. Experiment? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the double slit experiment.
Okay. Make sure to keep it dumbed down a little bit. So I can.
No, of course, yeah.
Process.
Yes. The basics. The very basics of the basic. It's for babies.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway,
here we go.
This was done last 100 years. Basically, in modern physics, the double slit experiment demonstrates that light and matter can exhibit behavior of both classical particles and classical waves. So basically, it's a wave and a particle. And the way we're able to, distinguish this is from the double slits of light going through double slits. I'll go into more depth in a second. But this experiment was performed by Thomas Young in 1801. Really?
He's learning Dang. With us, guys.
Whoa. All right. as a demonstration of the wave behavior of visible lights. So, yeah. It changes depending on how you're observing it and how the light is interacting with the objects in this experiment.
Based on
but anyway,
observation.
In 1927, some cool guys called Davison and Germer and independent George Pageant Thompson and his research student Alexander Reid, we're just including everyone, demonstrated that electronics show the same behavior as a double slit experiment, which is later electrons.
Oh, electrons.
Yeah. This was later extended to atoms and molecules, how they all behave that way. So yeah,
sorry, I'm
essentially.
I think it'd be fun if I just read all the notes I took at the end.
Yeah, I'm very curious. Yeah,
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That's your duty.
Okay.
All right. So
it's like school all over again. I can't.
Yeah. There's an electric beam gun, right? It shoots electrons, which are quantized in... Well, they're called quanta, packets. Kind of like how light is a packet. So it's a particle and a wave. You know, it's a photon. But anyway, the electrons, they go through the double slits. So like a big metal or some type of material with two slits. And the way it comes out is in waves that has interference and destructive interference and patterns. So it's like that. It's like combining radio waves and seeing the fluctuation from the troughs and the apexes and all that fun stuff. And then you see that interference pattern on the screen, which we
record
the behavior.
Wait, it interferes with what? Sorry?
It interferes. The lights, going through two slits, it would interfere with each other. And same thing with electrons.
I have... Electron goes through the slit, and comes out as a wave of something. It interferes with...
It interferes with itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm sweating.
Like, you good? You good?
Keep going.
Yeah.
I don't drink alcohol, but I'll need some after this. Okay.
So if you have a single slit in this metal screen, very basic, it just looks like your standard, you see a car, like, taillights in the distance, the bottom one, not the two left and right ones. But with a double slit, you see that same thing, but the phenomena is that there's a lot of interference. It's like a lot of cutting and jabbing. Honestly, you should just search up the picture. It'll be a lot easier for you to understand once you see a picture.
I feel like you I feel like you should have made a slideshow. That would have been kind of fun.
That would. But that the thing is, they wouldn't be able to see it.
No, I'll learn.
Okay, you learn.
I mean, it would be for me only, because I'm the one learning here.
Exactly. They don't deserve to learn.
The audience doesn't have to learn. So what am I looking up?
Special. I mean, I don't know, man. I guess, probably.
You told me to look up something. Double slit.
Oh, yeah. Right. Just search up the double slit experiment. Just go to images.
So it's like, it looks like a metal sheet with two slits, yeah?
Yeah.
And then when an electron goes through it.
Electrons, lights, passing through the slits.
You know, I'm having deja, or not deja vu, but I'm like, I think I remember learning about this in science.
In school. That's cool. I do not remember learning this in science because I was not smart enough.
I think I remember. It was like one day we learned about this, but.
Yeah. But yeah, the wave of nature of light causes the light waves passing through two slits to interfere, producing bright and dark bands, which are like the wave interference patterns. And yeah, it's the result that would not be expected if a light consisted of classical particles, which is kind of confusing. But yeah, the light is absorbed at the screen at discrete points, which are the dark bands, which they cancel each other out. And that's the interference. So yeah, pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And why is this important? Well, let me tell you why it's important. Oh man, let me tell you. This, you know, it demonstrates the wave-particle duality. That's why it's important. Which states that all matter exhibit both wave and particle properties, which is good to know. It is very good to know.
All matter.
The particles being measured at a single pulse, at a single position, can be very informative when we see the modulus screen. Describe the probability of detecting a particle at a specific place on the screen, giving a statistical interference pattern. Because of superposition of things, you can't know both the speed of the particle and the location. I'm not going to lie. I think I screwed that up. But you know what? I don't care.
You know, well, I wouldn't be able to tell if you screwed anything. I'm not going to lie to you.
And then let me explain superposition. It's just a concept in quantum mechanics describing the condition in which a quantum system cannot exist in multiple states or configurations at the same time. It's called superposition.
This would be easier to type.
It's a property of all wave functions, and this applies to particles.
Superposition?
So, superposition, yes. So it's in, like, basically has a probability of being at multiple places. It's
probably
very generalizing. Anyway, we're done with the double slit experiments.
Multiple places.
Yeah. Cool. You ready for your next lesson?
I guess.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Hi, future Gavin here. What you're about to hear from Ashton on quantum entanglement or whatever is incorrect and will be for like the next 4 minutes or so, but I'm keeping it in anyways. Ashton's an idiot. And back to it.
Quantum entanglement. Yes, everyone just puts quantum in front of everything because it makes it sound
smart. Quantum entanglement.
Now, what do you think
equals.
This means?
Does it have to do with electrons?
I mean, it has to do with particles. I mean, I guess so.
I think it's when particles...
I guess it does. But not specifically
when particles,
electrons.
Like, run into each other.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
Uh-huh. You keep going?
Particles run into each other, creating some sort of rare thing, depending on, That's
You were closer to matter and antimatter annihilation, but I'll give you that. Quantum entanglement is a phenomena where the quantum state of each particle in a group cannot be described independently of the state of the others, even when the particles are separated by a large distance.
Dumb that down a little bit.
Okay. When there is one particle that's entangled to another particle, and it's like in a molecule or in a group, it cannot be determined independently, like giving a description of itself, of the state of the others. So one thing is basically not leading to the other.
Particle. Okay.
So yeah, we try to measure the position, momentum, spin, and polarization of these entangled particles. And sometimes they can be found to be perfectly correlated to their pair, their entangled partner, you know? You get me?
Why am I, like, brain dying?
For, like, okay. If a pair of entangled particles is generated that their total spin is known to be zero, and one particle is found to have a clockwise spin on a first axis, that's just random, and then the spin of the other particle measured on the same axis is found to be anti-clockwise or counterclockwise. So those two...
That's a phenomenon?
So those two are entangled, but the measurements or the description of one particle does not correlate to the other to be the same thing. They behave independently, I believe.
Particle. Literally, right now, all I have is quantum entanglement equals, and then I'm struggling to write anything past that.
They're just linked. Two particles are linked.
Particle.
They share the same quantum states, even when separated by vast distances.
Same quantum. Quantum.
Oh, wait, did I say that wrong? No, okay. Yeah. It should be in most cases, or in all cases, the corresponding property of the other describes the property of the one you are measuring of whatever, like the spin, momentum, regardless of that. It should be similar. So yeah, they're linked. So they share a single quantum state, so their properties are intertwined. That is what I'm saying. I'm not going to lie, I led you astray there for a second. Whoopsie. This is why I'm not in college. But yeah. There's no physical connection. It's just, I guess you could call it quantum tethering.
Boy, this is going to be a fun read.
And yeah, this the superposition, it also applies to these. So they are in a superposition of states. So they're in a multiple states simultaneously having a statistical
I should be underlining words and phrases.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just.
I think, or we're getting close to the end of this lesson, at least. I could have explained it a lot more favorably to you, and just.
Yeah. There were many moments where, like, what do I write down?
Okay. The next one. Next one's gonna be a little easier. All right. You got this?
Yeah.
Cool. Quantum tunneling.
Okay, hold on.
So, okay.
Quantum tunneling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This means it's
another phenomenon in which a particle can pass through a barrier even if it doesn't have enough energy to do so.
So this is like a real life glitch kinda.
Yeah. Let's go with that. That sounds fun.
Particle goes through.
But no, it's not a glitch, considering.
Particle goes through.
Quantum.
Goes through.
I'm just gonna keep going. What? This occurs due to the wave nature of matter, where particles are described by wave functions that extend beyond the barrier, and that's wave functions are, you know, calculus. So, just your basic math if you're in college, and even if the particle doesn't have enough energy to overcome it, it still goes through a barrier. The wave function does not stop abruptly at the barrier, but penetrates into and through it. The barrier, I'll be honest, I'm not sure what specific barrier it's referring to from when I was searching this up. Yeah, I'll give you a good example. So in nuclear fusion in stars, so in big boys, the protons tunneling, they tunnel through the Coulomb barrier to fuse, even though their kinetic energy is insufficient to overcome this barrier, basically, classically. And basically, those things come together, fuse the... Am I saying this right? The Coulomb barrier. It's basically a repulsive force that exists between positively charged nuclei, hindering their ability to fuse together. It's just a barrier, right? And these guys aren't supposed to overcome it, but they do. And they fuse. And boom. Quantum tunneling.
Wow. I think I wrote down everything I need for that.
And with the wave function interacting with that barrier, for example, it's transmitted through the barrier as a transmitted wave function. And there should be like a non-zero chance that the electron tunnels through the barrier. But yeah, it does. It's how particles at the atomic and subatomic level play their role. It's how they work, kind of. And yeah, I think this is mostly described in nuclear fusion in stars. And also radioactive decay and some electronic devices we use. But anyway... Did you learn? Are you smarter now?
Yep.
Okay. This one you do have an idea. The Schrodinger equation.
Oh, I know all about my boy Schrodinger. I don't know how to spell his name. Wait, hold on.
I mean, you don't have to spell it correctly. It's not like I'm grading you
all. What was it called? Schrodinger something?
Schrodinger's equation. Just missed one word, so close.
Okay.
He also discovered a wave equation. All right, but anyway, you ready? You ready, buddy?
Yep.
The fundamental equation of the science of submicroscopic phenomena, which is quantum mechanics. This equation was developed in 1926.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
By the Austrian physicist Erwin Schrödinger. I said that wrong, but that's okay. And has an important role to physics and Newton's law of motions. So yeah, essentially this wave equation describes the form of the probability waves, the wave functions, that governs the motion of small particles and how it specifies these waves are altered by external influences. He established the correctness of the equation by applying it to the hydrogen atom. And many predicted of its properties with, he was predicting this, like these properties with remarkable accuracy. So he's very right on it, accurate. He used this equation in atomic, nuclear, and solid-state physics. There's a thing called the Hamiltonian operator. There are operators in calculus that is multiplying the wave function, which equals energy times the wave function. A Hamiltonian operator is another concept in quantum mechanics that plays in quantum computing. It's an operator that represents the total energy of a quantum system, including both kinetic and potential energy, which is just from physics, your basic ninth grade physics, I believe. Wave functions, you understand them, right?
Yeah,
it's a mathematical description of the quantum states of an isolated system. Yeah.
Whatever that means. Yep.
It's on its own.
Yep.
So it's not relating to anything. Yeah.
It being...
And then energy. You understand energy.
Energy, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, energy.
But yeah, the wave function, yeah. Its discovery was a significant landmark in the development of quantum mechanics in general. So that's why Schrodinger's cat is a big, big example or analogy. Is that the right metaphor of this Schrodinger equation? Because before you open that box, the cat is both dead and
alive.
Not dead. Yeah, both dead and alive at the same time.
But until you open it, you'll never know.
When you do open it, you will know. Because then you would have a...
And then it's an absolute.
Yeah, man.
I know that part.
Let's hope physicists don't listen to this episode. We're going to get scolded. I'm going to get scolded so hard. Scrutinized so bad.
I won't take any repercussion. I've just been sitting here. Well, I might take repercussion after reading whatever I wrote down. But, you know.
Okay,
it's a whole bunch
time,
of random words, pretty much.
Because I researched all these things into like these chapters, But next time I should just write them down my own way. That is,
yeah, write them down in a way that I would understand it.
Yeah, don't worry. Next time I'll make sure that everyone understands this. But yeah,
do it for the black hole episode.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I feel like black holes will be easier for me. Yeah, probably.
You'd be surprised. For you probably, but like they're so convoluted. They're just large enigmas that are simplified.
But I feel like I'd understand what you're talking about more. Maybe we'll see.
I get you. But yeah, you learned a lot this episode, didn't you?
I sure hope so. I'm gonna go to bed with this knowledge in my head, running around.
Yeah, you'll be ruminating. Actually, you'll be churning this. It'll be like butter. You're gonna be trying to get it out of you.
I love quantum butter.
Yum.
Yum yum.
Quantum butter on my spaghettification, please. Order up.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my dream.
It's everyone's dream. I just thought, okay, so do you want to know what the agenda was?
Do we want to do that after I read whatever I wrote down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go for it.
It's going to be a lot of just word vomit. Here we go.
Yeah.
Physics equals motion and matter, size and energy, whatever. Physics is physics, okay?
Okay.
Double slit experiment. It's a relatively recent experiment. Or discovery, as I should say. Wave/particle. I don't know what that means. Thomas Young discovered it.
Yeah. Thomas Young just... the students, not the professors, just the one student on his own.
It changes based on observation. Yeah. Electrons, similar behavior?
Yeah, they behave like photons.
Hmm. Okay. I put light equals packet. I don't really know
basically
what that means.
So when they were trying to, like, atom is Greek, or no, Greek. Yeah, it is Greek. I need to fact
whatever
check
it
this.
Is. Atom.
Atom was derived from the Greeks to be the smallest components of matter or thing in existence.
Know that, yeah.
But obviously, atoms, they have protons, neutrons, and electrons inside of them. So they are not the smallest thing in existence. And even like a proton has quarks in them, which are even smaller. They're the most infinitesimally small like constituents of matter that we have discovered. And I don't think it can go any smaller than that because that's governed by Planck's constant, which is the smallest measurement you can make. But anyway, yeah.
So light equals packet. Electron... Electrons go through the double slit and it makes
quantized
waves.
Quantized as packets. Yeah, they're both particles. They behave like particles and waves at the same time.
Yeah, and then it interferes with itself. It demonstrates all matter absorbs waves and particles.
Sure. Let's go with that.
That's what I have written down. Superposition. Probability of being at multiple places. That is all I wrote down.
That is, yeah, good job. That is good.
Quantum entanglement. This one was a really tough one for me to write down. I don't know why. I just couldn't do it. Particles linked share some quantum properties or share single quantum phase or something. That's what I've written down.
Uh-huh. Sweet.
Yeah.
Good stuff. That's great, man. Okay.
I can tell you're so proud of me. Okay.
I am so
tunneling.
Proud.
This one I understood better. It's when a particle goes through something, even if it doesn't have the energy to do so.
Honestly,
that's the basic
thing
I wrote down.
Next time, I'm gonna explain it a lot more bite-sized and easier for someone to ingest, like Feynman does with his physics lectures. Because this was just research.
I was thinking
this
more
was
like
go
my favorite
it
sports
out.
Team.
Yeah,
where you
that's
dumb
you.
It down.
You dumb it down.
And then Schrodinger's equation.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to the law of motion. That's what I wrote down, but I think I don't think that's what you said.
No. I mean,
law of something. You said law of something. I don't remember what. It was first tested on the hydrogen atom, and it was very accurate. And
I don't think it was first tested. It was just established. Because
that's when it was established. The hydrogen, when it was hydrogen tested atom. On the hydrogen atom.
Yeah.
And then since then, it was a very accurate equation.
Yes.
Yeah, it was used a lot. It's used a lot in a lot of sections of physics, is what I wrote down.
Yep, it is. It is.
So it's an important one. And that's it. That's everything. That's all I wrote
down. Yeah. Yeah. Easy. You got the wave equation. The Schrodinger equation describes the form of, you know, the probability waves, mm-hmm. Wave functions that govern the motion of small particles, and it specifies how these waves are altered by external influences. So, yeah. Also, if you look up wave functions, you'll see a trident. That's the Greek letter psi. Just so you know what that is, because the tridents are cool, but you're like, what? You know, you just look at an equation.
Yeah.
We learned a lot.
We both learned a lot. Yep.
Next time I will simplify better. I will directly correspond things to each other better, how they relate. I mean, they do, obviously, but in a more cohesive, wrapped in the little gift matter.
Little
way.
Bow, yeah.
Little bow, yeah. You get me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And whatever topic I decide to teach you on, I will do the same.
Probably sports. That's the one I know the least of.
I don't really know sports all that well, to be honest with you.
I mean, you don't need to know.
I feel like I know pop culture more than you.
That's an interesting one. I don't know. I feel like I do.
I don't know what I would. I don't know what I would. Yeah, I would. I wouldn't. You're probably more. I'm probably more knowledgeable in popular stuff, whereas you're more into niche.
Yeah, I'm more versed in niche, or just all. Music in general, I'd say, because I listen to it more.
Yeah, you're very good at music.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you my agenda. So, the word is smart. I don't think you said that once. I didn't hear you utter a single word that was smart, or even intelligent, or even knowledgeable. Maybe you did, but man, this is rough.
We both of them started off great.
My original agenda was to be like, understand. Because you might be like, I don't understand this.
I don't know if I said that very much.
I think
much
you
either.
Did. I don't know. Did we'll I? See in post. But yeah.
Well, we're not changing the agenda now.
No. Well, I can't change a post anyway. That's not.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
But yeah. So I think we're both 0-0.
0-0. Good. This is
so we're both on even ground right now. We're at a tie.
Four more episodes, man.
Four more episodes. We'll see how it goes.
We will.
But yeah.
Do we have an outro? Last time we were just like
no, not
music
really. We just
kind of
did whatever.
Did you want to advertise anything? Did you want to?
Do we have any advertising? I mean,
social?
I've been.
Wait, we
to...
do. We should. Hold on.
We have social media.
We have social. The Brain Jam social media.
We have a YouTube. We have. A Instagram, and we have a Discord. I think that's it, right?
That is all. We don't need anything.
But
else.
The Discord might not be up yet. We'll decide if it's in the bio, then it's up. But if it's not, then we're not there yet.
Yeah, if it's not. Then
but
not.
Eventually, when it's up, we'll put it in the bio of this episode. But
yeah,
Brain Jam Podcast on Instagram. I think it's the same on YouTube, right?
I don't know, man.
We should learn this
no
so
clue.
We can so we can. Properly
preparation
Brain Jam
is not
podcast.
My forte. How do you feel about this episode, Gavin? Did it make you
it made me
smarter?
Smart.
Did it give you insights? Okay. All right. Okay. Maniacal laughter was a failure and a half. But yeah.
Hold on, I'm looking up something.
Thank you everyone for listening. This was a pleasure to be your hosts, your brains. And after all, you were probably in a brain jam because
if you look up at Brain Jam Pod, it comes up on YouTube.
Oh, sweet. At Brain Jam Pod.
So
yeah,
at Brain Jam Pod on both Instagram
That's
and
okay.
on YouTube.
Like if you don't want to, I'm not pressuring you to. You know, take your time with it. You know,
we should change the handle on Instagram to
every
just
small
Brain Jam
steps.
Pod too.
Yeah, I don't think we could. That's why. It was already taken. Yeah.
Was it? I don't know. Anyway, cut this out too. Sorry.
You suck. You're going to edit all of this. I hope you know.
I know, I'll figure it out.
Okay, but yeah, podcast done. Over.
Done. Bye. Over. Out. Bye.
Good night.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.